Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. Listen, I am frying up catfish, my darlings. It is Catfish Friday and French Toast Friday as well. Listen, have you ever had French toast and catfish together? Well, honey, listen, if you've never had catfish and French toast together, you got to come by the studio, and I'm going to fry up some catfish for you and some French toast. Listen, I figure like this. If you can have chicken and waffles, why the hell can't you have French toast and catfish? Now, what is wrong with that? Listen, set up the bar, you people. Get up off your asses and set up my bar. You know, I got to have a drink to do these shows. You know what I'm saying up in here? Now, listen. It is going down. I got some bad millionaire music for you on today. Yes, I do up in here. I got some bad millionaire music on today. Independent artist, Pan You Paul. Yeah, did y'all hear that? Pan You Paul. Baby, he got some music on today. Let me tell you something up in here. Listen, it is Friday morning, September the 16th, 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Listen up here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. You know what I'm saying. All my big poppers is in the ATL, baby. I ain't dropping no name because I don't want no dust flying over me, baby. Listen, King. The King is still alive and he's rocking real bad on today. Let me tell you something up in here. Listen, this show is being broadcast live from the Windy City. I went Sunday on this Friday evening. It's about 77 degrees, Hornet Child. And listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. I do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something up in here on today. Let me tell you, I will just happen to be, you know, all over Twitter because, you know, during the shows and the music, I'll be sending out Spotify links on Twitter. And there is Steve Gum. There is Steve Gum on Twitter. You know, we've got to have a meeting. Steve and I must have a meeting. Now, he's having a sip and serve. He's passing out Gumba Rum and all kind of goodies. And do you think he calls me? No, my people. No, my good people. He did not call and tell me there is some free alcohol being passed out. Now, Steve Rum knows that I cannot survive without my alcohol. You know what I'm saying up in here? Now, listen. So me and Steve got to have a conversation and a meeting to get some understanding about this. Listen. Let me tell y'all something. I got some bad music on tonight, honey, and mama gonna break it down to you and give y'all a lesson on millionaire music on tonight. Listen, y'all know who listening to your music. Who is listening to the music? Yeah, baby. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Let me tell you something. I got some hot music on tonight. I heard the song. I listened to it. I said, oh, my God. Listen, y'all. So everybody that pretty much listens to me every single day, every day, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you, guys, especially my international listeners. Y'all so loyal. Oh, my God. Y'all just be up in here every single day, all day. I kid you not. They really do. So listen, all you guys that be listening every day, You know what I say about millionaire music? It's about multiple streams of income. So listen, this independent artist, Panupaw, P-A-N-U-P-A-W, I want you guys to take a look at his Spotify profile, okay? Once you hear the song, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Listen, he does the song right. The name of the song is called Leave. When I heard the song, I said, thank God. I said, thank God somebody gets it. Somebody knows what they're doing. Thank God. Listen, so in this song, Leave, let me play the song, then you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You're going to understand. I'm going to explain it after I play the song. This is called Leave. Y'all take a listen to this. Up in here.
I got to go. Trust me. Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't worry about that. Listen. Stop. I'm coming back. What you mean? I'll be back. I always come back. What am I playing?
Just like magic, more or less I can't keep my hands off you. Living the good life, flying private jets to places you never seen, just to relax and unwind, being together. It's like paradise, watching the ocean clash. Don't run too far, I got plans for you. Be my bad girl overnight, making love under the moonlight. My beautiful starlight, my ray of sunshine. It's been great for the little time we know each other. No drama, always trying to uplift yourself. From the grimy streets of Queens, on the park bench when we first met, introduced myself, being a gentleman, but she knew I was a player. My ladies are dimes, showcase my crown. Not ready to settle down, I'll be away for a few weeks on a business trip. Even though we're friends, I'd like to see you again. Selling the queen's delinquents, trouble child, good man to the world. We express our thoughts, explain our past. She don't want a man to break our heart. I kept it real from the start. She understood, it's just that she gets excited when we touch. She loved the way I is. Independent woman, rely on no man. Always cracking jokes, got me smiling, making time to see me when I hit her town. I told my man, that's my tenderoni girl. Beautiful personality, dressed to impress. Driving the flyest whips, buying gifts on occasion. So sexy, got me drinking champagne out of a shoe. Dropping my coat down as she walks by. Sounds like a fairy tale, true stories don't end in lies. I wanna be the one I can't. Young, immature, want every beautiful woman that come my way. Need to explore the world, I need a little more time to see what's out there. No lockdown, always spread my wings. Don't wanna hold you back, never selfish. Go see for yourself, if it's fate it shall be. So keep in contact, I gotta go. It's time to goodbye because I shall see you again. Always lounging and keep the good memories and thoughts for the next time I come around. If you wanna get down,
engineer, wake up. Let me tell you something. That song is done right. You hear me up in here. Listen, if you guys were listening some time ago, I had a song that was played. It was a really good song. Now, don't get me wrong. It was a good song, but it was a rap song, and then somebody was doing R&B. So, but they did not compliment one another in the song. And I'm saying this, I'm giving compliment to the song lead and the artist, Panua. It's P-A-N-U-P-A-W, Panu, Paul. So listen, in this song, in lead, they compliment one another very well. This is the way that you roll when you're rapping, and then you have a strong lead, like the lady was the lead, and she's singing R&B. They complimented one another very well. No one is interrupting. So a couple of weeks back, I was talking about music, and I was teaching about interrupting the singer. Listen, sometimes you have an artist who is a rapper, and they really can't rap. They don't have the skill to rap. Now, listen to me real good. Stay with the story. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to play another example. Listen to me real good up in here. So listen, the rapper did not really have the skill or the talent. It takes a skill and a talent to rap or do spoken words. So listen, the artist in this song, Lee, does it very well. But listen, I had a song. The rapper did not have a really to rap. But what he did, he went and got an R&B singer to sing in the song who was a really strong vocalist, and she got down in it. She got down in it. She did her part, and she held it together. But the thing was, he dropped the ball because he could. It was his song. He was putting the song together. He was mixing, mastering, and he was the composer, but he could not carry his part. The lead singer who was doing the R&B part, she did it well, but then it was like he was interrupting her. It was like he was saying, excuse me, okay, it's time for me to do my part, and then he starts rapping. And it was not a good compliment at all. It would have worked better if this particular artist had went ahead and just did a straight rap song without having a strong vocalist like an R&B singer, because it kind of didn't work well. It didn't mash good together. But in this song, Lee, they do it right. They do it right. He has great skill. He handles it. He holds it. Then the young lady who's doing her singing, her lead, her vocals is awesome. It's almost like, and you know what it reminds me of? I'm going to tell you. It reminds me of Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. Remember the song So In Love? You know, those two, they complimented one another so well. The vibe. You got to have a vibe. Why would you get somebody and have them to try to carry your song for you? That does not make good sense to me. Does that make good musical sense to you? So listen, you got to be able to have a vibe in the song. You know what? Because we're listening to the music. Your audience and your fans is listening to the music, and we can feel when it ain't right. We can feel when it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And then they ask me, well, how come I ain't got no sales? Why ain't got no sales? So listen. And I'm talking about people that's been doing it for a couple of years, and they're still saying, well, fierce, why ain't got no sales? You know what I'm saying? So listen. If you're just not starting out, I'm not talking about you. If you're just getting started, I'm not talking about you. So listen, I'm going to tell you, So In Love, Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton is the perfect example of a good vibe in a song. You know what I'm saying? Well, who else? Jill Scott is, she's the woman, right? And Anthony Hamilton, are you kidding me? So listen, that vibe is so serene. It's so spiritual almost. You know what I'm saying? So in this song, Lead, they remind me of Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. You got to put two people together that's going to have a vibe. You know what? So listen, let me just shut up and let me tell you guys. Listen, So In Love. Here we go. So In Love.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Ooh. I'm glad the week is over. I need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me. Cause all I want is time with you, and don't need nothing more. Thank you.
breath of fresh air. I feel like I can fly, that I can get by.
You know that I love you, baby.
And it's out of the cold that comes from out.
You know I'd do anything for you.
To throw it down, you got to be ready to throw it down. So listen, I'm going to play the song again, Leave by independent artist Pan U Paul. I'm going to play that again so you guys get a good listen, a good hear and comparison. So that's So In Love, of course, Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. They got a whole vibe going during the whole song. They compliment one another. It's not like somebody's, and it just bugs the hell out of me when I get a song and I hear it, and I play it. It's just like the two is interrupting one. There's no flow. You know what? When you're singing, now, look at it this way. If you try, I want to drive this point home. If you are teaming up with someone, and you have a lady, and you have a gentleman, and you're going to sing, going to do a duet together, you're supposed to be able to flow like the river, like water. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to flow like water. Just like the river flows, it flows down. There's no interruption. It just flows down. That's the way you're supposed to compliment one another when you're doing a duet and you're singing a song together. Just like Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, they flow together, they vibe together, and it's smooth. It just sails, right? It's just sailing really, really smooth, just like a kite, honey. When you got a kite and you're flying your kite and it just sails right on up and it's just going with the wind and everything is real good. It's just moving and it's just going, it's just going, it's just going. It's just real soft and everything is just perfect and everything lines up. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be like an interruption. And I'm telling you, sometimes you get these songs and you hear it, and then the rapper is interrupting the strong lead. That's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be that way. No one is going to want to pay 99 cents. Nobody's not going to want to pay 50 cents to download a song and continue to hear that. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to pay 50 cents and download a song, and I'm hearing the rapper interrupting the strong lead. And then the song, Leave, I'm going to play it one more time. I'm pretty much out of time, but I want you guys to get this point, because independent artist Pan U Paul does it so well. They nail it. They nail it. They nail it. They nail it. It's really smooth, and it's awesome to do phenomenally well because they laying it down, they throwing it down, just like Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. I'm telling you, no kidding about it. No kidding about it. Once again, the name of the song is Leave. Take a listen.
I gotta go. Trust me. Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't worry about that. Listen, stop. I'm coming back. What you mean? I'll be back. I always come back. What about playing?
I'm
time we touch is like magic. More or less, I can't keep my hands off you. Living a good life, flying private jets to places you never seen. Just to relax and unwind, being together, it's like paradise. Watching the ocean clash, don't run too far. I got plans for you, be my bad girl overnight. Making love under the moonlight, my beautiful starlight. My ray of sunshine, it's been great for the little time we know each other. No drama, always trying to uplift yourself. From the grimy streets of Queens, on the park bench when we first met. Myself, being a gentleman, but she knew I was a player. My ladies are dimes, showcase my crown. Not ready to settle down, I'll be away for a few weeks on a business trip. Even though we're friends, I'd like to see you again.
Bada bam, bada bam, bada bam. You know, I hate to stop it, but I'm telling you, that is what I'm talking about. Now, she's the strong lead. She's doing her thing, and he's doing his thing. Now, listen, nobody is trying to think about what they're doing. They're just doing it. That's the way it's supposed to go. They both are throwing it down. When he steps to the mic and he's spitting what he's got to spit, and honey, it's done. It's not like, am I supposed to be here doing this? So listen, I'm telling you, sometimes you hear some of these songs, and it's like the person that's supposed to be coming up to the mic next is trying to figure out, well, am I supposed to be here? No, honey, you got to own it. And this particular song, Lead, L-E-A-V-E, they own it. You got to own the room. You got to own the atmosphere, for God's sakes. You own the breath in your body, right? You know, God first. You know what I'm saying? Don't get crazy in the head. You know, God owns the breath. But what I'm saying is you got to own it. You got to own it. When you have talent and you know what you're doing, you own it. It is a vibe by itself. Charge the atmosphere with your talent like this artist, independent artist, Pan Upala. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to come back tomorrow and do it all over again, my darlings. Now, listen, I want you guys to take notice. Take notice. This minute is in partnership with Evora Cosmetics. You know, and I'm really thrilled, and I'm very happy about it. I am really just over the moon because I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And the right opportunity just came along, and so I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this, because I wanted to do it for a long time, but so many people out there are scamming folks, you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of Who Shot Johns saying, well, come on, do this. I'm like, no, if you scam me, no, not up in here. So listen, Evora came across, and I checked it out. I was like, is this for real? And it was for real. It was really for real. So yeah, we're going to do this, and you can shop the Royal Way with Fierce Manson. Oh, yes, you can. They have great products, really nice eyelashes. Now, listen, if I think the eyelashes, listen, and I am not an eyelash woman. I am not. Listen, I am like, my God, my eyeballs. Listen, let me tell you something. I got a real deal with my eyeballs. Let me tell you this. And this is no kidding. This is the God heaven truth. I got a serious thing. You guys know I am very transparent. I have a serious thing with my eyes. Listen. My eyeballs, and the reason why this is because when I had you guys know the whole story, when I had a ruptured aneurysm some years ago, it really freaked out my eyes, and they are much better, but I still got a little thing going on, and so when it comes to putting something in my eye or putting something on my eye, you know, I just freaks out. So I had this thing when I had my ruptured aneurysm, my eyes went crazy, kind of crazy nuts, and didn't know what to do. It was like my eyes could not focus, and my eyes didn't understand the way they were supposed to work, and they'd go all over the place and all this kind of business. And I looked like, I kid you not, I looked like, what's his name? Herman the Monster on steroids. I really did. In the face, I looked like Herman the Monster on steroids. My eyeballs were going up and down. One's going left and right. And I'm telling you, once you die and you come back, you have all kind of problems going on in your body. So this one problem that I had was with my eyeballs going all over the place because they couldn't figure out what to do and all this kind of business. So listen, the reason why I'm telling you that story is to tell you about Evora. These eyelashes from Evora is really, really the bomb. They are so light. I love them. They are magnetic eyelashes. Now, listen, anytime I could put something on my eye or in my eye, I do wear contacts from time to time only for photo shoots. That's how serious it is with my eyeballs. That's how serious it is. I won't wear my contacts on a daily. I would love to, but I would freak out. I would freak out too much with something in my eyeball all day. That's how serious it is. So listen, with these eyelashes, I can do my photo shoot, no problem, whatever I got to do, and be comfortable. I got to have the right comfortability. I've got to be comfortable, because if I don't, I'm going to mess everything up. So listen, eyelashes are really, really nice. They are light. The one that I have is Fearless. So listen, I'm going to tell you something. Go shop. I call it shopping the royal way. Listen, I am all about the experience. If it's not perfect, honey, I ain't going to do it. And I have my reasons why I'm like that. So listen, shop the royal way. It's the only way to shop. Ladies, shop the royal way with Fierce Manson. And there's a link in the bio. You can click on the link, evera.com/store/FierceM. Okay? So listen. And also, you guys, if you want to join my team, you can join my team. And listen, it's going to be crazy nuts fun. That's fun with the cosmetics. I am telling you, I am excited over the moon about this whole deal. So listen. I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce.